Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic. And this podcast is all about vinyl record selling, collecting, trading vinyl records. And happy new year to everybody out there, 2023. And I've been doing this podcast for a few years now, and it's an honor to talk to you all out there, you vinyl record lovers, you collectors of vinyl records. You listen here when you can. And here I talk about, and we'll give you little tips on, you know, maybe starting your own vinyl collection, maybe having your own business. Here I give you information about selling records if you are in the business of doing so, or if you just have a love of vinyl, then tune in. I'll give you every little tips as I can. I'm also on Facebook at Power Records and Music One, and we have our postings there as well too. And of course, you could always contact me through my email at jlcarone@simpatico.ca if you want any information about vinyl record selling. I would be more than happy to do so for free. And guys, I do have an ebook that's available as well too on Amazon, but I will give it to you for free if you need to have some information. It's called The New Antique, and it's available on an Amazon Kindle, but hell, I'll send it to you. Just let me know, email me, and I'll send you that right away. I have an Audible edition of it as well too that is available. However, for some reason, it's a little bit too large to send it by email. I don't know, maybe I'll try posting on here one day, and so you can listen to the audiobook that I have, the audiobook version of the book as well too. So look for that out as well too. So I hope that you're having a good year so far. I'd like to have a big shout out to all my friends on Discogs. You know, I just love Discogs. It's a great platform for selling and for collecting vinyl records. You can get almost anything on vinyl on Discogs. And most of the people I've dealt with on Discogs are just fantastic people. You know, they've helped me out so much with my collections. You know, anytime I need something, I could reach out to anybody of my friends out on the network there, and they're always very, very helpful. So I love the people on Discogs, and I just like to say Happy New Year to everybody out there on Discogs, and a big thank you to everybody on Discogs, because you've always been great to me, and I really, really appreciate that. And this podcast today, I want to talk about the best selling times. When should you be selling vinyl? When are the best times? Well, as you know, in November and December are hot times, because everybody's collecting vinyl for gifts. Now, there's a disadvantage to that as well too, because getting stuff sent on time is a challenge, especially here in Canada. You know, we do have a lot of postal delays. I will admit it happens in a lot of parts of the world, but it can get pretty tricky if you're selling around that time, because people are demanding that you get the record sent to them within a specific date. So it may be challenging for that time of year to be selling vinyl. In fact, I do shut down my stores, and I don't want to be seen like a weak dude or anything like that, and I give up, but it's best for me usually around the middle of December to shut down, because you know, it's going to be, I'm making false promises, and I don't like to make false promises with my customers on selling. November, end of November, you know, it's about the time where I'm getting close to cutting it off, because you know what, it may not get there for that magic date that people want. However, if you want to maybe open up things for that month of November and part of December, that is the best time of the year for selling vinyl online. Now, there is another time, and guess what time that is? It's this month. If historically, if you look at my sales and sales of pretty much everything online, It tends to be January and February. Now, why is that? Well, it's possibly because people, after the holidays, they may have a little time on their hands to go out and shop around online. So it seems to be a good time for people to buy. People start out the year saying, you know what, I want to get into this type of music now, and they make me a resolutions or a goal to get into a different type of music or start collecting vinyl or collecting something that is in that nature of music. So January seems to be the best time of the year for me. I do, and I've noticed that, especially now, even this year, that I'm getting a lot of sales in January, and people get back from their holidays, you know, they maybe want to unwind with the vinyl record, so they'll order it at this time of year. When it comes around May, June, July, August, that is a tough time because people go on vacation, they get away from their homes, they don't have time really to order online, and they don't have time to listen to vinyl records. So I've seen the sales really go down to almost nothing for the month of July and August for sure. But starting in May, you'll see a decline in the sales because, you know, people are up and about and are outside, you know, they don't have time to collect. So those are the times where you should be not, giving up on your business, but you should be building up your inventory, going out and buying a lot of records and getting ready for the season that starts sometime between October right until March of the next year. So you should be utilizing that time, maybe selling on more platforms. Like I told you before, you should be selling on multiple platforms, not one platform, but five or six different selling platforms. So you should be using that time where you have a little bit of a downtime in those summer months to, you know, build up your stores, getting more quality records, you know, going through your inventory, throwing out what you really shouldn't be selling, and building up to good music to sell, nice clean vinyl to sell, and taking care of your inventory during those months. So that's my advice to you guys. If you want any more information about this, feel free to email me. Like I told you before, my email address is jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and I'll be more than happy to help you with anything at all with this topic or any other topic about selling vinyl online. It is a pleasure to talk to you folks again. I'm looking forward to this year, and I hope that you are too. You know, keep collecting those vinyl records. Keep it up, guys. You know, don't give up. And if you need any help, reach out. Talk to you soon. Over and out. Bye now.